Blog Talk Radio. those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encouraged. Let him know that you encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey, no matter what's going on,
he'll make it all right.
Said it in his word. Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
Midnight out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Good morning, God's plan. Good morning, saints of God. Those have set aside to be a blessing. Praise the Lord. Those have come together in his name. We thank God for you. Praise God. We thank God for you. Want to talk about experiences. Experiences with God. So beautiful how God continues to show us his reality. I say all time, God speaks a lot of times, but are we listening? Are we listening? Praise God. And I love to remind us, as well as I remind myself, that God is faithful. Praise the Lord. He is faithful. He's more faithful and to us than we are to ourselves and to one another. But I'm so thankful. They just like the song told us, because of who you are, I give you glory. Yeah, because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say I will worship you. Because of who you are, to worship, to adore God. Hallelujah. The best way we can adore him and worship him is be obedient to his word, his will, and his way. That one way we give him praise is, you know, in his holy sanctuary, we give him praise. But other ways we give him praise by being a blessing, by being a good steward of his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The best way we can do that is being obedient. Obedient. When we hear the word and we know what to do and what the word says, then just actually do it and watch God manifest in your life. Praise the Lord. When you do his will, hallelujah. When you do his way, when you find out the purpose, and our purpose is to give him praise, to give him glory, and to give him honor. For we was made to worship him. Hallelujah. Then the next song, it told us, be encouraged. No matter what's going on, he'll make it all right. But what we have to do is stay strong. And in other words, increase your prayer life to God. Hallelujah. Be in constant communion with him and conversation with him. And prayer is just a communication that God has set up and he allowed, he opened it up that you may come freely and talk to him. Hallelujah. That you may, hallelujah, have a relationship, and in relationship there must be trust, there must be communication, there must be some dwelling, there must, and hallelujah, and he tells you there, he that dwelleth, as Psalms over there in 91 will tell you, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, hallelujah, in the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. So it's blessing. It's a blessing in it for you. Praise God. Have a just a little lesson. I'm talk about an experience. Even experience I had this morning with the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're gonna be in Genesis the 32nd chapter. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord as we go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come in the humblest way that we know how, with thanksgiving upon our hearts, and Lord, thanking you for who you are and what you have been to us and your faithfulness towards us. We're praying, Father God, that we can be like you and to be as faithful, hallelujah, as possible to you, for you have truly been faithful to us. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We ask that you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Hallelujah. And we'll ever be mindful to give your name the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Genesis, the 32nd chapter. Before this, it was Esau. Esau and Jacob in earlier chapters, Esau has Jacob had tricked his brother Esau and caused an anger, hallelujah, anger to come upon him because twice he had tricked him of his birthright, and he tricked him of the blessing that he would receive from his father. Praise the Lord. And this caused an anger to set up in. Caused to set up in Esau that after he mourned his father, he swore hallelujah, that he would do something to his brother Jacob, even to kill him. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Have you ever had experience with God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And by prayer, hallelujah, God prevail in your experience. Now, people oftentimes know that prayer, it can be just merely a conversation with the Lord. Hallelujah. But prayer is when you mean that you say to the Lord, when you open up to the Lord. And here we'll find that Jacob opened up to the Lord, knowing that he had done wrong. But Genesis, the 32nd chapter, hallelujah, hallelujah. And right about that 10th verse, it said, "And I'm not worthy of the least of all thy mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant, for with my staff I pass over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands." But here in this 11th verse, he said, "Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother of the children. Thou sayest, I will surely do thee good and make thy seed and the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for a multitude." Herein, hallelujah, God answers. God answers prayer. Hallelujah. Tell you of just a quick little testimony I had, even experience with God this morning. I woke up and I turned off the alarm clock, and many times I turn it off or I put snooze, and rather I push snooze and get back in the bed, try to get 5 more minutes, do that about 5-6 times before I get on up. But I turned it off, but I had a prayer in my heart. I didn't want to oversleep, praise the Lord. And I turned it off, and I just wanted to rest for a moment. But God did me a special favor. He allowed me to lay there, and I went to sleep for a moment. But then he shook my whole body. And you know, when God did something, you know it was nobody but him that did it. And I said, "Oh, my God." Oh, my God. He shook my whole body, and I was wide awake, but I experienced the reality of God. He answers prayer. He answers prayer even to this day. But when we believe that we are asking for, he answers prayer. Even yesterday, after I got off the broadcast, and you know, many times we've been talking about faith. We've been talking about faith, and I said to you guys how faith moves you beyond the circumstance and what the situation looks like. But faith have that hope mixed within it, and the situation is the evidence, and all time the evidence. Hallelujah! You can't see that you're hoping for, so you can't rely on the situation that you are yet in. But your faith, your hope, it moves you beyond that you are And hallelujah, God creates something that did not appear. Because in the situation, it didn't appear to look favorable unto you. But God moves with, hallelujah, with your faith. Hallelujah. Even sometimes he has to increase your faith. Hallelujah. That you're asking for will come to reality. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It can unfold right before your eyes. And I'll tell you about this experience and we'll move on. Yesterday, hallelujah, I had a lawnmower that was giving me trouble on Monday, but Lord, let me know to have faith. Hallelujah. And it's not an old mower. Maybe I had it a little over a year or more, and it was kind of expensive. I had to save up for it, and it wouldn't start. And I called the people that I bought it from, and they said they don't work on Tuesday anymore. I said, "Oh, look, this unwanted. I bought this from you guys." They said, "No, we don't." I was like, "Lord, have mercy." So then I kept on and tried what I knew, changed the spark plug, and maybe I thought it was bad gas, so I pulled the gas out, put more gas in it, and I said, well, maybe I'll flood it. So I said, you know, I'm just going to let it sit for a day. And then that was Monday. Then Tuesday came, and you know, tried it. It was doing the same thing. But before then, before I tried it, the Lord told me, go ahead and unlock the gate. Get the key, unlock the gate. Now, this was in faith. He said, but it wasn't showing no evidence that it was going to start. But even before I even tried, he told me, go unlock the gate, even though it acted like not even started. Go ahead and unlock the gate and proceed to the front door. I'm like, Lord. So then I tried it and still nothing. Oh, hallelujah. But then God had put something within me, regardless of how it looked. He still let me believe that more was going to start and run. Oh, praise the Lord. But it started, and then it went back there. And it started, and it went back there. But then I just believed beyond what was happening. So beyond my situation of it not starting, but God let me know that it was going to start. And so I just went on and acted in faith, pushed it on to the front, and guess what? God did. Hallelujah. He moved beyond that, and not only did it run, it neither did it falter or hesitate. Praise the Lord. God took it beyond because my faith was increased. Hallelujah. And allowed me to do, hallelujah, the job that I wanted to get done. See, God is always working, but are we paying attention to his acts of him moving? Hallelujah. Even in our everyday life, even in our thoughts, when we're pleasing to him, even when the simple things that some people don't count it as much, or they want to give credit to something else, or it was by their own doing. But I give all praise, all glory, all honor, all answered prayer, every situation that works out, I give it all to the Lord, because I know it had not been for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wouldn't be where I am today. Hallelujah. So I give it all, every prayer he answered, every action he does, I give it all to him. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, and for I fear him. See, this is honesty. There cannot be a better pattern for true prayer than this. Here, he is a thankful, acknowledged, a former undeserved favor. Do we have former undeserved favors? And we have to, but it's a necessity that we be humble. There is a humble confession and realize that you're not worthy. Hallelujah. But a plain statement of his fear and distress and full of reverence of the whole affair to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, when we're honest and open to God, knowing that we're undeserving, but this favor that we're asking of him. Know this, we and it's stacked up against us. We all have sinned and come short of his glory. For we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity, but God, who was rich in his mercy, is rich in his mercy and his favor. We are not getting what we so deserve. Hallelujah. Clearly, Jacob had done wrong towards his brother. Hallelujah. Took advantage of him being hungry. Hallelujah. Took advantage of him, of the father in inability to see him. Took advantage of him and got with his mother and then tricked him.
Man.
Oh, hallelujah. The other son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when you're open and honest to God, God will, though you deserve justice, in some kind of way, always give you mercy. When you're open and you're honest to him and yourself, knowing that, Lord, I'm not worthy to be where you are, hallelujah, where you have placed me. It humbles me knowing that there are others that are qualified, but God has justified us. There are others that should be, but God looked beyond our faults and saw our need, and what we needed was more of him. And since we realized we needed more of him, he set us above that. that we are worthy even to obtain.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God. We are an experience in this experience. Hallelujah. And verse 30, and he lodged there the same night and took that which came to his hand of present of for Esau his brother 200. Listen, 200. He goes and 20 eagles and 200 ewes and 20 rams, the 30 milch camels with their coats, 40 kine and 10 bulls, 20 she asses and 10 foals, and he delivered them unto the hand of his servant, even those of himself, and said unto his servant, pass over before me and put up a space of betwixt drove and drove, and he commanded the farmer, all this he preparing, y'all. When he saw my brother, he even trying to have a plan, even in him praying, but he's still trying to have a plan, a way of escaping. Praise the Lord.
All right.
My brother smites me, and he asked me, saying, who art thou, and whither thou goest, and who are these before thee? Then saith, shalt say, thou servant Jacob, it is a present sent unto my Lord Esau, and behold, also he is behind us. And so commanded he the second and the third and the followers and the droves, saying, on this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him, and say, moreover, behold, thou servant Jacob is behind us, for he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and after I will see his face, peradventure he will accept of me. He's not open. So when the present before him and himself lodged that night in the company, listen, y'all, and he arose up that night and took his two wives and his two woman servants and his 11 sons and passed over the four Jabbok, and he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had, and Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled, listen, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the day, until the breaking of day. Listen, when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, why is thy name? What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. Listen, and he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince has thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him. I want to ask you, how far will you go for your blessing? How do you set back and we pray, we ask for forgiveness, but God leaves us something to do as well. How far are you willing to go that for your blessing? Will you then in turn, when you have asked for forgiveness, will you be faithful? When you have asked God to strengthen you, will you stand up and act like you've got strength? When you have asked of God, do you mean that you have asked? Or will you be lazy and just lay back and let God, you just do it all? But will you go forth to show that he is good and he is merciful and you are thankful for him hearing your prayer, and then you will go on and to perceive and even act upon that you have asked? Go ahead and act like it's already done. If you ask for strength, go ahead and act like that you are strong. If you ask for wisdom, go ahead and act like that you are wise. Go ahead and have faith in God and to know that he'll do just what he said that he will do. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. God will bless you in the midst of your trouble. God will strengthen you. God will show you an experience that you know for yourself that that it was nobody but God that did this. I tell you of an experience I had this morning. It was an inward shock, just like electricity. So I knew then that God had shook me. Hallelujah. God, don't give the credit to nothing else. But when you know for yourself that God has done something for you, you need to tell it. Hallelujah. You need to tell it. Go forth and tell the world and show the world that it's real, that he's living, that he's yet delivering, that he's yet healing, that he's yet giving sight to the blind, that he's yet giving life where death is, that he's yet giving vision. Hallelujah. You need to tell somebody that just like he did back then, God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. You need to tell somebody, think of all the name of the place and clinical. I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Go ahead and tell it, no matter who believe you or not. Hallelujah. You go ahead and give God the glory. Give God the honor. But if you tell it, that he had done, he'll do it again. Hallelujah.
He'll do it again.
Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Go ahead and tell it. Tell it. Tell of his goodness. Hallelujah. If you tell of his goodness, watch him be good to you again. If you give a testimony, watch him give you another testimony. If you tell him thank you, watch him give you another reason to be thankful in the midst of trouble. God will lift you in the midst of Jacob doing wrong unto his brother. But he went to the Lord and said, I'm not worthy. I feel what I just might happen to me. I heard that my brother's coming and called home to me. I fear him, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But look what God did. Hallelujah. Look what God, in the midst of his fear, look what God did. Hallelujah. Jacob was willing to go a little further with the Lord. Are we willing to go a little further with the Lord? Well, are we willing to hold on to the Lord? I won't let you go to you. Bless my soul. I need a deliverance. I need a healing. I need spiritual help, Lord. Yes. My mind needs to be regulated. Will you help me? How long will you hold on to the Lord? His hand is unchanging. How long will you hold on? How long will you fret not because of evil doers are trying to, hallelujah, just be still and know that he's God.
Be still
and know that he's God. See, Jacob was left alone there. Sometimes we need to get alone with just us and the Lord. We need to steal away, meditate sometimes just and watch him in his own way, and depending upon your faith. Hallelujah. If he gave you a vision, will you just count it off as being nothing? Or will you tell somebody that I have been with the Lord. I have the Holy Spirit. I have heard his voice. If you tell me you heard his voice, hear him speak to you again. But if you keep it all to yourself and never tell anybody about it, oh, hallelujah, you do yourself a disservice. But when the Lord has bless your soul, you need to tell it. When he's made you whole, you need to tell somebody. I've been changed. I've been delivered. I've been set free. I was blind, but now I see. I was without understanding, but he gave me understanding. He made a way out of no way. This is the experience that God wants to give
me.
That he wants to give you so you can also prevail because he has blessed you. Thank you, Jesus. Because he have warmed this heart that was cold. He have tended this heart that was stony. But you cried out for a clean heart, and he starts to give you trials and tribulation to make you call upon him, or he try to increase your faith so that you're asking for, he may give it to you. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. you must be willing to believe and accept as the truth that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, or you diligently seeking him. Is he on your mind? Hallelujah. Are you talking to him? Are you walking with him? Are you showing the world that he is your very own? Not for show to be lifted up, but because he has lifted you up. You owe him your desire. You owe him, for you were bought with a price. You owe it unto him.
Yes, sir.
Unto him. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We owe it unto him to do his will, to do his way, because he's been too good to us. That's why he wants to get the heart, people. He don't want the wisdom that you think you have, but he wants that heart. Hallelujah. That's why the elders used to call out, give me a clean heart, Lord. Hallelujah. Because of Jacob's fear, he had to be honest. He said, I'm not worthy. Fear had drawn him here. He was afraid of what might happen to him. I'm not worthy. Lord, I praise thee. and it may God come not to him and wrestle with him. It may have you been trying to take hold on to the Lord here. See, one thing about it, when you grab his hand, he won't let you go.
All right now.
He may let his hand
come
go.
On now.
But when you
come
say, I confess the Lord Jesus, he's going to make you whole to that confession. Though you may stray away, hallelujah, but there's going to be something within your heart letting you know, I need to go back. I need to renew my relationship. I need to hold on. I need the God to change it here. And the promise and the vow that I made, God's going to help me keep it. He's going to help me keep it. He's going to help me keep it.
Because
you're going to have some sleepless nights when you disobey the Lord. Hey, but God is able to change. He's able to draw. Now, he wrote in the scripture, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. Hallelujah. When you lift up love in your heart and in your life, he's going to draw. He's going to let people look at you that you are a peculiar people. There's something different about you. Hallelujah. Because I've made Jesus my choice. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. This is all I have for you, but know, know that he's real, and he will give you an experience. Keep on calling in and see what happened. Keep on praying and see what happened. Watch him move. Watch him work. And I tell you, when you'll be blessed when you tell somebody about it. You'll be blessed when you come off that back line. You'll be blessed when you say, thank you, Lord. You don't have to say much. Lord, I receive. Lord, I want to say it as a witness. A man means a witness. God needs to hear your voice to say you have witnessed to his truth. His truth, his truth shall endure for generations. His truth, not my truth, not your truth, but God's truth and what it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Get your little rest, Rev.
There was a woman in the service. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Was speaking in other tongues.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
Praying Spirit. Lord, your will be done. All the while that she was praying, the Spirit touched my soul. I said, I know that feeling. It overflows. Now when the Lord comes, let the Spirit have his way. You'll feel better tomorrow than
like that, and you know that old church got a pastor, man. What you trying to do, man? You just a business pastor, man.
I know you're right.
Hey, Reverend, I say this? I love when God can do something. I love when the conviction of the Holy Spirit comes in, and when you do, you're right, Doc. When you have a testimony like that, you have to make so known to the people, because they shut God down. They tell us not to do this. They tell us not to do that. But you can do all the hair raising you want, the time you want. But when it comes to God, they try to close him up. And I serve a God, and I know you serve a God, Brother D. Everybody by the sound of my voice know that I'm not going to let nobody stop me from praising God. I'm not gonna let him stop praying. That's what Rev just did.
Yeah.
You know, he you know, sometimes you can preach yourself at it. If you love God and you heard what he said, I wouldn't leave in Jesus' name. I wouldn't leave if I didn't have a personal relationship with, like that with him.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't have to see the level that Reverend having, and Brother D having. You know, God, see, the reason why they got that level because they teach and preach God's word, right? So that's going to be a level of understanding there. But it ain't for them to be propped up. It's to be telling you
that
the kingdom is being built. So why I'm here, let me stop for a minute and just thank God. Because he didn't have to go to Reverend this morning. He didn't say, you know what? He could have just waved his hand and said,
"Hey,
you know how many times you've been? How many times you've been somewhere? And let me do this here, since it's a metaphor, right? How many times you've been in the boat and it got a little weaving and warping, and you know life got turbulent, and God said, let me come by and just show you myself. Reverend said he felt it all in his bones, his body. You know what I'm talking about? And ain't no way in the world you're gonna have this kind of spirit inside you and ain't gonna tell nobody about it. It's impossible. Once been in touch of the Holy Ghost and Holy Man, he had to come on. So I had to bring that song in, Reverend. A lot of people didn't know that song.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? You know, because you can witness it, Brother. They can witness it. Anybody about to sign my voice that have the Holy Ghost can witness. Your level might be different from mine, Reverend, but you know what? Same God.
Same God.
Let me shut up, man.
And you just said something, brother. When you said, once you got the Lord, I heard you use a powerful word there. Impossible. It's impossible. To keep it to yourself. I heard a song long time ago. Someone says, I just can't keep it to myself. You can't keep it. It just ain't possible. The reason I know you can't keep it, because see, there's a scripture for it. Remember, the Bible says that if you don't, he said a rock will. The rocks will. So you don't want the rocks to run out for you. So you can't keep it to yourself. Look, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me. They got to tell somebody that the Lord done blessed me. Brother Harry couldn't wait to tell somebody.
Couldn't wait.
God has showed up in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. The ministry is global.
Mm.
It's global, right? Mm-hmm. And it's so global that you don't know who you're affecting. But then when you can stop, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You see, it's your Lord.
Quit that, man.
Yes, sir.
Quit that. You might catch that later on, though. It's your Lord.
But
you can just stop. You could be doing what my brother did and stop and say, no, this was me here. You don't have to say amen on this one here. This was me here. It started early with me.
Yes,
you know, somebody, he gave you a little metal. He gave you a little proverb about a lawnmower. He gave you that.
Yeah.
But watch this here. When the last time God cranked you up?
Yes, sir.
You know what, Reverend? That show you that the Lord is moving. That show you. When stuff happens, like what happened yesterday, this is why I be trying to get yourself and Reverend Heron, this is what we try to get people to understand that God's word is true. God took some heathens last night and made them pay attention. Why you won't?
Thank you for that.
I was riding this morning. I'm riding out of the truck this morning, and I decided I listened to Bishop Noel Robeson. And Bishop did a song, old song that says that his father used to sing this little song at old Pentecostal church called My Mind. And I'm listening to the song. Said, my mind is gone. See, and I thought about that when Rev was teaching this morning. See, Rev, mind is gone. And the reason your mind is gone, because he now I have the mind of the Lord. I don't know how my mind, but I got God's mind. See, and when you get converted, Lord Jesus, you've been changed. You're no longer in your mind. You're in God's mind. And the soul said, my mind was gone. Real mind was gone when the Lord showed up. His mind was gone.
Lord, I don't even have that toward her or him. Lord, help me with that. Lord, I haven't talked to my mother. I haven't talked to my dad, Lord. I haven't talked to none of my siblings, Lord. Give me this, Lord, because nothing can be that bad for me not to talk to someone. Because this may be my last day, Lord. Lord, help
all right.
Help me, Lord. Lord, if nothing else, Lord, I know I have sinned against thee. Lord, forgive me for all the sins I have done. Lord, I heard someone say unknown sins, Lord. I don't know what sometimes I do, but I know you know all that. Help me right there. Lord, I just want to come in your kingdom. I want to come in your kingdom. If you got that prayer, if you need that prayer, we want to touch and agree with you. We want
to
touch. And you can feel the same thing Reverend and Brother D just had.
You
can feel the same thing. Same God. Same Holy Ghost.
He will touch you.
Yes, I'm going to tell you, we know it's not an overnight thing, but I believe God can make it overnight. If it's His will.
That's it.
Sometimes, my sister, my brother, sometimes God lets us tarry in it to teach us something.
Yes, Lord.
So we're not asking God to move things. We're asking God to give us strength to climb that mountain.
Lord
Jesus, help us today. But we don't know.
Thank you.
We don't know who came today. We don't know it might be our last time. We don't know, Lord.
But then we know you know all things, Lord.
Help us today, Lord. We want that spirit. I remember one of the first times God really visited me, Reverend. And you know what I'm going to say. And my wife wanted
yes,
to experience
sir.
And man, you know, and she got up in front of all them people and said, I want the same spirit to touch my husband. I mean, that's a bold stand. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, we walking in the Lord really young. You know what I'm talking about? We've been walking with him, but not on that level. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But don't
matter
who in the room. Don't care who's looking, Brother D. You know what I'm talking about? Because I want to feel the spirit of the Lord and not just feeling because it's an itchy feeling, not just feeling because my hair might move or sway.
That's it.
It's a feeling to say, Lord, I'm not worried. Lord, forgive me.
Yes, sir.
Lord, touch,
yes, sir.
Touch my tongue, Lord. Cleanse me, Lord, and make me whole again. You know, this is where we at. We at there. I wouldn't leave here. In Jesus' name, if I don't know the Lord, then all. Yeah. Some of y'all been on here too many months and too many years not to say
one day,
to hit that one button and say, I need to hit it. Now, this is how we do it, Brother D. This is how we do it, Brother D.
Yes.
If you don't want to say to us, mention to the Lord,
sir.
Let us touch him briefly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God will give the prayer answer and the words to say to that prayer. He does something.
Yeah. What are you doing? Yes,
all you have to do is be bold enough and say, I need prayer.
I won't.
And leave it there.
And see what God will do.
It might be a child. It might be a husband. It might be a wife. It might be your job. It just might be you. Standing in the knee, like Reverend did.
Yes,
he just came out. And I just wouldn't let it go. We want to tell you, you're welcome.
Gotta tell you, bless my soul.
Yeah, sir, you're welcome.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Sir. I don't know where we didn't, I know we didn't spend the time, but I don't know, I ain't saying we ain't been doing it, but I just want to tell you, excellent job, man. Excellent job.
Yeah,
God bless you.
Yeah.
Cover your heart, man. I'm going to do this, Brother Dean. If you can, you know, you can help with the prayer, too. Watch this here. The Bible said, well, there are two or three gathering. And we believe in God. And watch this, oh, Heavenly Father. We come right now humble for your throne of grace, Lord. Lord, we come lift up the man of God, Lord. We come lift up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, asking you, Lord, to keep giving them strength, Lord. Cover the Lord from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Lord. He has exalted all his love to you, Lord, to the people, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father, give him strength, Jesus. Lord, in this day, Lord. Yes. Lord, cover him today as he travels the highways and byways, even in the life.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Help him spiritually, Lord, financially, Lord. Be of strength, Lord, that what he even don't think he don't need, Lord. Give him strength, Lord, in the name
Thank
of
you,
Jesus, Lord. Touch him, Lord,
in
the
name
of Jesus. Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless. Thank you.
Remember, the young man been preaching and teaching so hard these last 3 weeks until he lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I had seen. I said, I got to go to Cash App and send him some. I got to pay for somebody who's here. The young man been teaching so hard, preaching and teaching so hard. He has truly been pouring into the. His work, and God is truly blessing, and we just tell God thank you for him every day. You know, I'm so thankful to have come in contact with you two brothers, and I say all the time, I can't wait till we can put a face with the name. I just believe within my heart that there's gonna be a day that we all gonna get together on this side.
Yeah.
I know we're gonna get. See, I believe we're gonna get together on this side. I know we're gonna get together on the other side, and I believe the Lord gonna make a way. You know, he's just that kind of God. He's just
thank
that
you,
kind
Lord.
Of God.
Thank
and I just
you,
love to tell him thank you. God's so good to us, man. He's so good to us. Yes, he is.
Thank God for you guys. Thank God for love, genuine love. You know, it's a gift.
Yeah.
And, you know, God has many gifts, but we need to open our heart and recognize and receive all his blessings. You know, we look at the trouble, but we don't realize that God is allowing it that we may be better for him. Hallelujah. But I want to thank him for his goodness and his mercy, how he has blessed me to come in contact with you guys as well. It's been a blessing. And I know I can only do the things because of prayer. I can only do things. The prayer of a righteous, a fervent, that's heated, fervent, effectual, that's an endurance. Heated with that endurance. It will avail much. It because of strongholds to come down. It allows for anointing to flow because that is because of the prayers. We all do put our parts together to make the service habit to be what God, an acceptable service that we give unto the Lord. Though you may be one teaching, but others are praying, others are supporting, and it all works together for the good of them that love the Lord.
It works for the good of them
that are called unto the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That are called. Hallelujah. 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 You know, you may not be but you can be a representative. Hallelujah. 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 We all are representatives, but we can be praying. We can be hoping and watch God do something with that prayer you've seen in the lesson today. He did it. He did it. He'll do it over and over again. And the best way, we allow him. I like how Brother Nutty said one morning, God allow us to wake up. God, everything has to allow it, for he is the creator. He has to allow it. Yeah, even a good thought you have, he has to allow it. He has to allow it. Even if you would be the best you could be, God have to allow it. God have to speak the spirits and make them obey. God have to sometimes hold the spirits back when you too weak, hallelujah, that you may gain strength. God do so much with all we recognizing all that he does for us. Now, the more you recognize, the more you're giving thanks, the more you're giving praise. Hallelujah. We always thank him for blessings for another day, but he does so much more than that. He's probably giving you another day. He gives you time so you may see his reality. Ephesians talks about that over there in the fifth chapter, redeeming the time.
Oh, hallelujah. Redeem and redeem. Mm. What are we doing with the time that God given us? You know, you heard the song. Oh, this may be my last time. What are you doing? Oh, you living every day like it's your last.
Yes.
Oh, I'm telling you, if you live it that way, you gonna, you, God, like God going to show up. God going to show
yes,
up. You're going to have to.
Sure.
Yeah, you, when you have been in his presence, oh, how a change happened. You go from a reverence up and a respect, you know, and you're not so much worrying, well, I better not do this or that because I may go to hell. But you're, because you love him, you don't want to hurt him. You want to show him that you're thankful for how good he's been to you. And that starts that love affair. Oh, hallelujah. And you start doing right because you love him. Because you've just been, Lord, you've been
him.
So good. And even when you do, Paul, you come to yourself and you realize, I want to make sure that I repent, that I get back into God's good grace so I can continue to hear his whisper.
Yes.
His whisper. I can
thank
ride down
you,
the street, Brother D, and I think about his goodness, and tears come to my eyes. I think of
sure. Yes,
like
sir.
Jacob, I'm
yes,
not
sir.
Worthy. Of all
that
these
worthy.
Blessings, I'm not worthy. And even as Wim Brown
yes,
was praying,
sir.
I was just thanking God how he blessed.
Blessed.
Oh, that,
yes.
I tell you, oh, thank you, Jesus. It's a blessing when you're weak, when you're weary, you feel like no one cares. God's come by through a voice of your loved ones. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you thank him
over the little things and watch you start thanking him over some big and some great.
Thank
oh,
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Looking up, ain't Martha seeing then looking
yes,
up.
Yes,
faith in God.
Thank
goodness,
you,
put
Jesus.
A song in your heart.
Faith
in God. Goodness, put
what
a song in your heart.
What it do it? Yes,
yes,
you
lift me
what
up when
it?
We are bowed down. Praise the Lord. Thank
yes.
you, Amy. Also, she sent in a good inheritance. A good inheritance. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If someone has left you a godly inheritance, invest it in others. If someone has left you a godly inheritance, invest in others. And that's what we do.
That's it.
God has allowed us to receive the spirit of adoption. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we cry out
yes,
our Father, but hallelujah, thank you, Holy Spirit. Then we come, try to do our best, and we come and we gather together in his name. Oh, hallelujah. And when we come on one accord, God does something. We're investing, hallelujah, in the inheritance that has been given to us. Hallelujah. We come and make an investment, hallelujah, and we give him the praise as we come together. Hallelujah. And thank you.
Yes.
God bless you.
Tell him thank
oh,
you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Tell him thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell him
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Rev. Brian.
Yes.
Thank you, Brother D. Thank you for your love. Thank you for
thank
your prayer.
You,
thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I've been blessed. Oh,
yes.
I've been blessed. Thank you, Jesus. I've been blessed. I'm talking about not just with spiritual things, but I've been blessed. Oh, hallelujah.
Blessed.
I've been blessed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I've been blessed. Oh, hallelujah. You need to realize
him, thank you.
We have been blessed. We have
you.
Joy unspeakable. Joy. Hallelujah. We have a Father that we can cry about. Father, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, and we have that comfort of the Holy Spirit. And what? Oh,
yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
we are blessed.
Yes.
That's
keep
better than
you.
Blessed. Thank you, Jesus.
Keep you.
Keep
you, Lord. Keep you.
We gotta be reminded. We gotta remind one another. Lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. question was
asked. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. So somebody may ask, sir, who is this king? Who is this y'all talking about? Lord.
Who is this man?
He's the Lord of so many. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Who is this man?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tell him thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
You know, please show up and show out like that. You understand why we stand. And we ask the Lord to forgive us for our sin, known and unknown. When you love God, you don't want to hurt God. All you want to do is love on it. So that's why you ask, Lord, forgive me. If I sin and didn't even know I sin, Lord, please forgive
Lord.
Me. Please forgive me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
so
Jesus.
Good,
thank
man.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. If I could, that's why you hear the song, but I said, if I couldn't say a word, he said, I just waved my head. If I couldn't say a word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you. Lord, we come
yes,
to
Lord.
You. Thanking you, Lord. Thanking you, Lord,
thank you, Lord,
for the praises have went up today, Lord.
Thank
Lord, we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Father God, for the things you already have done and about to do in this day, Lord. It was you, Lord, that we know that came visit us today, Lord. And we thank you for Reverend. Thank you for Brother Key. We thank you for the entire people that come out Monday through Friday, Lord, not even just on this ministry, but even on the evening ministry, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, to keep on blessing us, Lord, as we travel these highways and byways of life, Lord. Help us spiritually, mentally, and physically, and financially, Lord. Lord, we love
you, Lord.
We found out, Lord, we can't do nothing without you, Lord, but we can do everything with you, Lord. So we want to magnify you today. We want to lift up our voice to you and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
But this is the day that you have restored up on us, and we're going to be glad at it. So we ask
yes,
you
Lord.
If we leave, and we leave each other right now, but never leave you, Lord. Ask you to come
yes,
with Lord, be with us, Lord. And Lord, be with
thank
us the ministry later on this evening as well, Lord. That your
yes.
Holy Spirit bless,
thank you,
Lord.
Lord.
Cover the strength in the one who's going to give the word. Cover and,
yes.
and trust the one who's going to receive the word, Lord. We love
yes.
you, Lord. And we thank you for reverend again.
Thank you
for God's plan, Lord. And we
yes.
ask all these blessings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.